Gimel Aleph. We're holding in the run, the last run before the Mishnah. We're holding four lines before the run. Last word of the line, the word Avol. So this is the run said his pshat in the sugya. Now he's going to quote a different version of the machloek in the sugya. Avol Acherim Pirshu. The Mikarib Zera Hachikamar. At the beginning of the sugya, starting in some of the base and base at the bottom, when Zeris came along and said that this machloek is in the Mishnah, to whether it rains or it just the time comes, is a lesson of Adageshem. But as Adageshem, he means Zman Geshomim. Not the actual rain, but just the time. That's how we learned before. They learn differently. Reb Zeira Hachikamar Machloek is Klamer Kiefliga B'Masnisen. The case where the Mishnah had the Machloek is Umil Kulyama Revi Ashniya Mitzer. Both opinions agree that we calculate based on the second Revi. Just they have a Machloek is Lamar Ashaterid Lamar Ashatagia Dafka Ashatagia. One says the time has to come. One says it has to actually rain. All of that is dafka kiyomer adak shaman. That machloikus that it's defined by Revi Ashniya, whether it's rain or time, is if we said the word adak shamim. Abu Omer ad hageshem. So they have. If the person said just the word Geshem, not Geshamim, so then the Gemara's words are Adzman Geshamim, Ka'amar, Dehainu, Revi'a Rishona. So then we say he's not referring to the second rain, he's referring to the first rain. Now, we still have the Machloikis in the first rain, Lamar Ashaterid, Lamar Ashatagiyah. Dafka. Now, according to the first one, the first rain, even if the time hasn't come yet, that's good enough. So if it's no, the time has to come.
Time
passed. Now, the Lashon of Zera, usually when you have this Lashon of
the first one, even if the time hasn't come yet, it's rain, it's good.
It's the first rain. So now the lashon of the more machloikis usually means, as opposed to, we're contrasting. Here's where they argue. Over here, they don't argue. Now, according to this pshat, that's not true. They're arguing in either scenario. They're just arguing whether it means the time or it means the rain. So, what we're saying is that the Mishnah is only discussing case X. Case Y is a different case. So that the lashon of loishanu was the correct way of saying it. Kemar machloikis kilo amar loishanu. So really, this Zera's lashon of machloikis is being used in the Gemara along the same lines that you normally would use the word loishanu. The Mishnah is only discussing this, not this. Okay. Now, then the Mora brings this meisvei. Machina lamidur b'shimon gamliel da'omar atamoyna b'han revi'a rishonu b'shniya. So the Rishon Gamliel said at the end, if you have this rain which lasts for 7 days, you can get both the first Revi'a and the second Revi'a in it. So I feel like Omar Ad Geshem, the Besoch of the Halchik Askinon Mitzvah Ad Revi'a Shniyah. So the more assumed in the Kasha that the Bryce is referring to a case that we said the word Ad Geshem. And so it says, well, you have your Revi Ashniya. Well, apparently you need a Revi Ashniya. According to this Reb Zeira, you don't need a Revi Ashniya. Revi Rishon is enough. So that's the Mor's Kash. Rav Akinan, Ahud Amar Adag Shaman. Okay.
What's it mean?
Normally, I'm coming to modify a Mishnah. We have Machlokes in the Mishnah, right? So I have two options of how I'm going to modify it. One option how to modify it is to say that they're only arguing in case X and case Y, they're both mitre. Right? Another way of saying it is that the case of the Mishnah is only discussing the case of X. The case of Y, there's a different machlokes. It's not being mitre, they're just... This is a scenario of the Mishnah, because other scenarios have different arguments, etc. So when I want to say that they're being moed, I usually use the phrase of machloik. Machloik, the argument is here. It means over here there's no argument. That's the contrast. Right. If I want to say they're only discussing case X and case Y, it's a different din, but it's not necessarily that they're being moed, I use loishonu. The Mishnah is only talking about this, not that. Over here, according to this version, they're not being moed in another case, they're still arguing. But they're arguing about Revi'a Rishon as opposed to Revi'a Shniya. So you're contrasting argument X versus argument Y. So you don't say machloikis, you say loshanu. So the Mor says that the phrase over here, when Rezeir said machloikis, he meant loshanu. It's like it's being used as if he said loshanu. Okay. Zot the Mishnah. Kadim yayin sheni toyim loshanu. Or Lashana. Nisab Rashana.
Hashana.
What?
Hashana, according to Mishnayos of Rosh Girsa Hashana.
Okay. I have on the side, I wrote a note for myself that the Miri has the Girsa of with a Lamed, but he says you should be nervous at Lashana. With the Paschus Halamed is his Lashana. With the Patach under the Lamed. So that accomplished the same thing as the Rosh, is saying it's a Hashanah. Lashanah is for the year. Nisab Hashanah also bo ubi ibura. So if it's for the year, so if there ends up being another month, that's the year. But the person said Ad Rosh Adar. Until the beginning of Adar, so Ad Rosh Adar Harishon, Ad Seif Adar. Now there's two Girsas over here, Harishon or Sheni. So you now know for sure what you're supposed to do. Okay. So the more is going to discuss which Adar is Stam, which Adar is Stam Adar. If I'd ask you where in Shas is the more discussed, which other is the Stam other, you would say, of course, Nadorim is Stam Gimel Mem Aleph, not Megillah, you know. Okay. Zok Duran. Kadam Yain Anitoyim La Shano, Benisab Rashano, Osebo Abiburu. Karksav Dilamala, Dika Rabuse the Tana. So what's the Kiddush over here? The Filu Noider Mitchilas Hashana. He's standing at the beginning of the year, and he could mean 12 months, or he could mean 13 months. So Kiman Domer Hashana, Lorminan Shana Achas Kamar. He meant a year. Ela Osebo Abiburah. Don't you give a Kiddush? Okay, so he doesn't mean a year, quote unquote, a year's worth of time. He means the year. So the year ends up being 13 months this year. Miodavka ba'omer hashana ina mishana zu. So then we see clearly that he's referring to this year. So this year ends up having another month. Shana Achas Stam, a 1 year, Ein Chodesh Iber B'Klal. So then it's not so. Shabisha Oisa Shana Shanarba Muberis, even though the year that he was standing it ends up being Muberis. Shrei Imloy Nog Be Isurai Shana Zu Mashlim the Shana Haba Hapshuta. It's extended into the next year. Um, or I'm sorry, the person has to do a neder for a year. So he said it doesn't have to start immediately. If he didn't do it now, he didn't fulfill his neder immediately. He'll fulfill his neder next year. Well, next year it's only 12 months. Now, you can't push it off to start doing it till later. Because there's this in the Torah of Bal Ta'acher, do not push off to do. But if he didn't push it off, Mishalim Bishana Acheris, he can fulfill it in a different year. His neder is not tied to this year, which has an extra month. And therefore, so therefore, even if he does end up doing it now, which is appropriate to do because of the Isser Bal Ta'acher, it's not 13 months. Because if you can tell me that he can fulfill it in a different year with 12 months, even in this year, which is 13 months long, he can fulfill his neder with 12 months. Okay, so the case of the Mishnah is the case he said Hashana or Shana Zoy. So he's talking about this specific year, which ends up being 12 months. So then he has to do 12 months. Excuse me, 13 months.
It doesn't have to be a calendar year, right? I mean, if you want to start in, let's say, year, he's in Teves, and he makes this Shana Achas. Could he then, push it off, notwithstanding the Bal Ta'acher issue?
If he said Shana Achas.
Yeah. If he has to verbalize it, I would have been.
Correct. It's not a calendar. You're right. Okay. Right. But Hashanah, if you would say at the beginning of the year, would mean so much Hashanah. So it would only be a few months. Saying this year, what's remaining of this year?
Mm-hmm.
Rosh Hashanah, the Mishra seems to be talking about Nisan.
No. Why are you assuming that?
Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar.
That's a new case.
No.
That's if a person would say Neder Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar. So that could be any time of the year he could be making that in Kislev. It's a new case. It's not going back in the case of Shana. So he said, he can't push it off. There was a case where he said, I'm going to keep this neder for a year. So, okay, you should start right now, but you didn't start right now, you'll start later. But if he said, a year from now, starting now, it's still only 12 months, even though this year ends up being. So my whole argument was that theoretically he can fulfill this neder in a different year, which is 12 months is sufficient. Therefore we bring it back to, even if he does it this year, 12 months is sufficient. But over here he cannot do that, he must start immediately. Still it's only 12 months. Maybe Raya, the Rashi brings it up, it's not by Erach and Perkei Merchah Sedeo. So a person sells a bias in a city which has it's a walled city from the time of Shubin. The law is that the original owner has the rights of redemption against the wishes of the purchaser for a year. After the year, it belongs to the purchaser. The original seller has no rights. He can ask to buy it back, and they can negotiate, but he can't.
It's just a known thing?
It's possible. It's possible.
It's amazing.
Okay. But he has 1 year. So it's calculated not to the end of the calendar year, but it's calculated 12 months. It's calculated a year starting from the time of the sale. So the Gemara says, the extra word, so in a case where there's 12 months, there's 13 months, he gets an extra month. Now, so you need a special pasuk to add the Torah says he gets 1 year, And the more saying without the extra word tumim, I would say it means 12 months. So even though the sale takes place on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and this year ends up having a second order, it's not Rosh Chodesh Kislev until 13 months from now. Were it not for the extra word tumim, I would say that Rosh Chodesh Kislev is not when things change. When Rosh Chodesh Kislev comes, 12 months are up. And that's it. And an extra word to him to say that he gets all the way 13 months. Now, Zatarash, the high marker, but bias, but the Ari Chaima, Karma Shana Achas, Miyam Zehu. That's equivalent to the case of Miyam Zeh. Why? The Mishas Mechira, whom might not? It's not a year, it's this year starting now. I feel the Hachi. And even so, the Torah says, Shana, 1 year. It didn't say 12 months, it said a year. And it has to start immediately. And there's an extra month. So what? It's not Rosh Chodesh Kislev until 30 months from now. So that's it. What are you special posing for? If you're the Hachi, time of the Rabbi Rachman. Halab Hachi, Manish name of the Chodesh, Beloch Chodesh Ibor. So we see that the usage of Shana Achas, even in the words of the Torah, does not mean from this date to this date. It means 12 months, unless you have a special ribui. So over here, by the case of the Neder, which he has no special ribui, we say 1 year from today means 12 months. Okay, because of Oidzal, so then the Rashi wrote it, continued with his thought, and he said, So the Gemara has a discussion in Bava Metzia. A master buys the chaveroi l'shana. So they arrange that he's renting it for a year. And minisab l'shana. So then the Bezin added another month. So Zakti Mishnah nisabra l'soicher. So the renter gets the extra month. So if they made up, he's going to pay $12,000 for the year. That's it. He gets 13 months for that $12,000 because they made up. He's paying X amount of money for the year. Zakhtar Ashba, why? We just proved that the word Shana Achas means 12 months, not 13 months. So Zerashi says that it has to be the case of the Mishnah was, Boimer Shana Zoi, or Hashano, who? That's the case. Who the Lord Yesh the Sarah Khadish Hebrew? That which the Sarah gets the Khadish Hebrew is he's saying this year ends up being a year which has an extra month. Okay, so that was the arrangement. But he says for a year starting now, for a year means 12 months. Doesn't mean 13 months. He wants an extra month, he has to pay for it. Now, Zakhtar Ashba, in the case which he said that this year, so this year also means if you're standing Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you mean 6 months, because that's what's left of this year. So that was just that you get 13 months. So that was just that you get 13 months. It's because in my case, he rented it right at the beginning of the year. And he says, I'm renting it for this year for X amount of money. If the case was at the middle of the year, loy, the Amr Hashana or Shanazu, ain't loy Ella al Rosh Hashana. The Amr Shana Achas, Miyam Zeh, ain't loy Ella Yabes Chodesh, Miyam Liyam. El Devar Vizal. So that's the quote from the Rashi. So you knew that there's such a lot of space in the round left, it means he's not agreeing, obviously. Ve'enon nearly. The Ram says, I disagree with this Rashi. Now, the Vara Iker Chidushe the Tana, the main point of the Tana was, Loimar, the Mishanah Muberis, Yeshua the Seicher, Shloisha Sechodesh. The point of the mission over there by Matzia was that he gets 13 months. You're telling me the only scenario where that's relevant is if it took place right at the beginning of Tishrei. Kol ki hagav na habel the tana the frushe below the mistam. The Tana should not have left that out. He should explain. But Lemifsek, and he should not have presented the Mistum to present it stop. Lemifsek did to give a definitive psak, the Sarba the Soicher. They said that only relevant in one specific case, and the Mishnah just seems to present it as that this is like the din, like it's always like that. That's not appropriate, not correct. Okay, fichu nearly. So therefore, the round silik. The neder b'sarcher, both in the case of neder or sarcher, kol shekadam neder b'skiris lechadish eber. Again, this whole discussion is because the Bezdin would decide on the Ebor right before the Ebor. Nowadays, we have a set calendar. That's not what we're talking about. So they made the Skiris or the Neder before the Chodesh Ebor. He said 1 year from this time. So it's 13 months. Also, Masisa in the Parakas Shal Kepashto. So therefore, the Mishnah over there says any scenario where he already is renting, and the Bezdin decides to add a month, that's to the benefit of the Soicher. Because they said 1 year from today. Okay, now that's. But what about the Gemara in Erechin? Mechitema im kein tikshalei ha'hi the Erechin. You have the Gemara in Erechin, which says you need a special pasuk to marva the 13th month. The Torah says 1 year, and now you need a we're starting now, and you need an extra pasuk. Why? La rai klal. Shilu ha'yu tanai bein merchel l'keach. If it had been that they'd made this arrangement of a Tanai, Mishana Muberis Loimer, Im Loy Sigal Miyam Zel Shana Acheres Yehi Cholut. Listen, if you don't come back to redeem this house before the end of this year, end of the year, it becomes totally mine. If that's been there, they made this Tanai. And Hanami. So for that, I wouldn't need a ribuy. He said 1 year from today. 1 year from today means back to this day in the calendar, which takes 13 months. There's no tanai over here. El Torah he shapaska. The Torah gave this halacha as man b'chol hashanim, a time. In any one of the years, shim lo yigal at shana yehinaklat. So the Torah gave this amount of time that if he's not girl already, that's it. It's too late. Latach im lav ribuya hu habamina. The Torah's man echad paskel lachol aloichim. Without the ribuy, I would say the Torah gave the same amount of time. The hainu yud beis chodesh da bishana b'roi bishanim with 12 months is a normal year. Therefore, I need a special rebuy in that scenario. The Torah gave extra time for these people. Look back at the beginning of the parak. The dachi that filled by Mishana Muberis, Tomer Hashana. The love that Shmina Tana have a mina halachah Rav Hashanim v'lius behind Ibur. So that's true in the person's language. Kolshkein Hatarish l'dibra al Shana Yedua. That's a person standing now in this year, and we're not sure what does he mean. Does he mean this year or a year, which is only 12 months? That's, and we're saying no. He meant like Rav Hashanim, 12 months. No, that's not true. But we would have such a Havamina. That's talking about a person standing in this year. Kabbal Karim, the Torah is saying a year, not tying to any year. He means, the Torah means 12 months. Yilab Ribuya, Havamina, Shoshana Barab, Shoshana Kamar, Lach Itzach Ribuya, Kain Nirali. Okay. The Ran says, furthermore, I'm considering the feel of another Shana Achas Stam, not Shana Achas Miyam Zeh, the 1 year period, also be Buddha. The mistam shanazu mashma, even though theoretically he could fulfill the netter later, but he says he's not supposed to, and that most people don't do that. He means now. Mistam shanazu mashma. So it's 13 months, and therefore vi pasha, if he push it off incorrectly, so nami karban ilaymer dalat hashlumen. The mihash shachal nidre, it's too late. So it's not like you can push it off. So you didn't fulfill your neder. So you're already your neder. It's not, you know, I have to do it a year sometime or other. You know what? I should have done it now. I'll do it later. No. You had to do it now, and you just didn't. You just got the aver.
You had to do it now because
we assume he means now.
Okay.
You know, he said shanahachas. It sounds like a year or sometime or another. We assume he means to start now. We spread my mashak south, the British Mill Hilton, the Gabi Balta Acher, the Naziris, Ehe Mishkachas law, Kimon Amr, Hareni Nozer, Havali Nozer. So I want to be a Nozer. So, okay, you want to be a Nozer. So you're going to be Makabal, you're committing to be a Nozer. Why you're a Nozer right away? Because we say that means I'm a Nozer.
So we had that earlier, and he was able to, if he did not do it, if I remember correctly, if he did not do it immediately, he could fulfill the netter later.
No, but if the person would drink wine now, would get malchus. I don't mean to give me malchus. Right? We said that's what he meant. Now, if he pushes it off, yes, he still has the commitment to do it, but the very he still has.
And here the case would be that the person still has a commitment to do it or is not.
I'm not sure. I have to look back at what the Ron says over there. Okay. This is the Gemara. Alma versus Stam the other, the Kamar Rishon Hu. So Stam other is the first daughter. He says Ad Rosh Adar. He means Ad Rosh Adar Rishon. And let's say we assume the Gersa Bar Mishnah. Saif other means Ad Saif Adar Rishon. I must see some Rabbi Huda he. The Tanya in a Brisa, the Brisa says the person is riding a star. Other Rishon Kais of other Harishon, other Shena Kais of other Stam, Dibur Remeir. So the true other is the second other, and the extra month is the first one. So the other one, the first one is called other Rishon, the second one is called other. That's he writes the star. Other Rishon Kais of Stam, other Shena Kais of Tinyan, the second month. So you see that Rabbi Huda holds Stam other is other Rishon. And the extra month is extra month.
It's interesting they changed the language of the Shene from Hebrew to Aramaic. Brisa.
Yeah. Some rabbi, I feel tamer remeir. No, that the din of the Mishnah could be true according to Meir as well. Right. That the case over there is Hada Yada the Ma'abra Shato, Hada Lo Yada. There's a difference between if they knew or didn't know. If the person didn't know that they're going to be Ma'abra the Shana, he said Ad Rosh Adar, he meant, you know, the X amount of the month till Rosh Adar. So he wasn't planning, and even though Remeir holds the Stam Adar as the second Adar, but we didn't know that they're going to be Ma'abra the Shana. We assumed that his intent was the X amount of months until that first order. So the Remeir will agree to the Mishnah in the case we did not know they're going to be Ma'abra the Shana, that he meant other Rishon, not other Sheni. We're now the person making the setter at the beginning of Chesher, and he says until Rosh Adar. What does he mean? How many months? He's setting Rosh Chodesh Chesher. How many months does he mean?
Through
He says Ad Rosh Adar. How many months does he mean? The person standing right now, beating Marech Eshvan, how many months does he mean? What? No, I want a number. Count. How many months does he mean? Four. Okay. Now they add another other. According to Meir, the Rishtam other is the second other. So, did he mean 5 months or 4 months? So the Mormons, he didn't know they're adding another other. He meant 4 months. Tzibur Meir holds Tam other is other shady, but he meant 4 months. He didn't expect it to be 5 months. That's what the Mormon said. What Tanya, like we have in a Brisa, it says Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. Im Hayis Hashanah Muberes Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Now, what was the case of the Mishnah? It says it's Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, and they said if it's Hashanah Muberes, it's Rosh Chodesh Sheni. And what was the first case? If there's not Hashanah Muberes, there's not Rishon and Sheni. We call the Reish Alav Muberes Askinan. So, what does it mean? Must be the case is in a case where you're anticipating it should be a Shana Mubaris, so Meir, Sheet is Adar Sheni is the main order, so it means Adar Sheni. In case you're not anticipating it, even though it ended up being so, and that's the Resha, he didn't know that it's going to be a Shana Mubaris. So he met Adar Shkadosh Adar Resha. And that supports this, the bias there.